A slate of anti-transgender legislation is moving through the state capitol. And for young transgender Tennesseans, these bills are making finding their place even more challenging. WPLN's Paige Flager has their story.
Adam has two huge dimples when he smiles and a spate of freckles across his nose.
Okay, so here are some of my clay creations.
He likes making art and hanging out with his dogs and his cat, Archie. Adam's in eighth grade now, and he came out as transgender in sixth grade. We're not using his last name to protect his privacy. He remembers turning to the internet to pinpoint the exact right words for his identity. That's how he first came across articles about anti-transgender legislation, and he felt demonized.
It feels like they're telling us that they don't see us as actual humans. Like, they just see us as these scary monsters that are gonna trans your kids' genders and steal scholarships from the girls on the sports team. But we are just kids.
He says in a lot of ways, anti-transgender legislation makes it hard for him to just be a kid and focus on normal things like making new friends or finishing his homework. Instead, he always has an eye on the state capitol. He's worried about what will happen if he can't get gender-affirming healthcare here in Tennessee, or if he'll have to move to another state just to have access to the same things other kids do, like sports.
I would like to at least try to play other sports in the future, but with this new law, like, I won't even have the opportunity. Like, I've never been, like, a huge sports guy, but but I'd like to have the choice of saying no to sports.
Tennessee's new sports law is seen by many in the transgender community as careless. Politicians can't even cite a case where a transgender person playing sports took opportunity away from other kids. In fact, playing on sports teams or using the bathroom that matches their gender was already off the table for a lot of trans kids, well before the legislation. Fox Schweiger says that was the case when he came out to his school administrators.
As soon as I told them I want to use the boys' bathroom, that wasn't okay, or I needed sports credits to graduate from the school, but I couldn't play a sport because the sports organization they belong to made you play with according to your gender assigned at birth.
He says even just the debate about trans athletes signals to trans kids that they're not welcome in sports. Schweiger is in college now, but says growing up trans in Tennessee made him feel like he didn't belong. The messages from politicians only made that worse for him.
I just hear them talking about protecting kids, but this isn't protecting kids. It's putting them in more danger and more stress, and it's going to worsen their mental health and their physical health.
Transgender youth have disproportionately high suicide attempts compared to their cisgender peers. The environment in Tennessee can be so unwelcoming that it prevents kids from coming out until they're able to move elsewhere. James Daniel grew up in Tennessee and now lives in Washington State.
At the time when I was realizing who I was and everything in Tennessee, I could see the writing on the wall basically about how far in the future any of this was likely to change or be safe for me to come out. And I felt like leaving Tennessee was pretty much my only option at that point.
Daniel says he felt an enormous pressure lift when he left and came out as transgender. Now he watches from afar as bill after bill is introduced or signed into law and thinks of kids like him.
I mean, if anything, just for the sake of my own self at like 11, 12, I will say, can't you leave some kids alone? Just leave the kids alone, man.
He says transgender kids are already vulnerable without feeling bullied by politicians at the state capitol. Paige Flager, WPLN News.